Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, as you know. We're going to be doing things a little bit different for the next few days, okay? I'm starting a series called Success Is. So welcome to day one of Success Is. Why did I decide to do this series? I think that when we talk about success, we tend to look at things in a tangible form. So we look at awards, money, media mentions, social media engagements. We don't really look at the micro aspects of success. Okay, so the day-to-day success that we have, whether it's in our family, our learning, our health, our friendships, our professional careers, we don't look at the day-to-day. So today I'm going to be starting it off with talking about small wins. Small wins. I love motivational social media quotes and I use them quite often. I'm a big fan of a lot of the quotes out there, but when they're taken out of context, they can be self-sabotaging and damaging. One of the phrases that I know that most people struggle with is just start. Okay, this simple phrase has the ability to trigger you to make a move, to take action on something. Just start. That's what they say. But what they don't tell you is this. You may not be good at what you're starting. You might suffer from imposter syndrome. So maybe you're good, but you don't think that you're good. You might be anxious that other people are watching this new journey unfold, and that will cause serious anxiety for you. Okay, you might be frustrated that you don't have the resources that it takes to bring this to life. You might want to give up on many days because this stuff is harder than it seemed. Sometimes your progress might even just be like tortoise level. Okay, so very, very slow. But here's the good news. If you accept that all of this and more is going to happen, then you've hacked this success thing. Just start is a scam, in my opinion. Okay. It can be good, but it's a scam. Staying power is the real deal. So the question you got to ask yourself is, do I have staying power? I'm going to talk about me a little bit. Okay. So small wins is how I've been able to accomplish all the brilliant work that I've done, right? Just showing up on this podcast today is a small win. When I first decided to share my journey more publicly with others, I had to switch my Instagram account from a private account to a public account. And trust me, I had serious anxiety on the day that I made this decision. Actually, you know what? Let's call it a pre-decision because I remember switching to public and then after a few hours, I'd switched back. And it was back and forth every day for maybe 2-3 weeks. Okay, so I'd switch to public, I'll go back to private. Before I finally made the real decision that the people whose lives I'm going to impact are more important than my fear of being in the public space. That moment of decision was a big decision, but it was a small win. Because after that came so many more things that I needed to make a decision on. Do I want to speak on stage? Do I want to start a blog? Do I want to create video content? Do I want to create audio content? How do I merge all of this with my full-time job as a brand developer? It's a lot of decisions that show up throughout your lifetime. What happens with most people is that you stay stuck in the middle of these decisions because it's just a safer zone. It's uncomfortable, yes. It causes anxiety, yes. You feel in limbo, yes. But it's still a safer zone because your work cannot be criticized. If you haven't put something forward, it cannot be criticized. You don't have to deal with what other people think about you, what other people think about your work. So it's a comfort zone to keep playing around with the decision and become so focused on the big win without realizing that you actually need the small wins. So you need to show up today and switch your social media page to public. Okay. You need to write that document that you're avoiding. You need to send that invitation letter to that thought leader that you want to jump on your event. You need to just use the voice recorder on your phone to stimulate a podcast. Okay. The issue isn't that you don't have equipment or money, or that people aren't supportive of you. The actual issue is that you haven't decided that this is important to you. So I'm going to ask you right now, how bad do you want this to work? If you want it really bad, focus on making just one move today, just one move towards your big win. When you make that move, that's a small win. Tomorrow, do the same thing and stay. Exercise your staying power. Small wins are big wins. Okay, I love you and I will catch you tomorrow.